So we continue today in Simen Samech Tes. The Shulchan Aruch records the following interesting halacha that we call Poreis al Shema. Im yish b'nei Adam she'espalalu kol echad b'fnei atzmo. If you have a group of individuals who all daven individual b'yachid, v'lo shamu lo kaddish v'lo kedusha. So let's say you have again a group of people who all daven individually and therefore again did not hear kaddish or kedusha. Omeid echad mehem, one of the group can get up. Va'omer kaddish u'barchu bracha rishoni yotzer v'lo yoser. So he says kaddish, barchu, the first bracha of barchu of yotzer hamaoros, and then he stops. V'zen nikra poreis al shema. This process is called being poreis al shema. Now, ultimately, again, the idea behind it, poreis represents like a prusa, like a piece. So this is a truncated form of tefillah b'tzibur that allows for the recitation of kaddish and kedusha together. Mishnah Berurah says that one should not just simply get up and say kaddish, rather one should say a couple of psukim beforehand, then go into kaddish, baruchu yotzer hamaoros. So the Rama comments on this. So he says, "V'zenikra poris hashma lashon chaticha prusa comes from the lashon of a piece. She'in omrim ela ketzas mimena, that only a very small part, ultimately, of the tefillah is said." Haga, the Rama comments on this, and he says, "Va'achshav lo nagu lomar kol berchas yotzer or." Presently, again, the custom is we say kaddish, baruchu, but not the bracha of yotzer or. Ela omrim kaddish ubarchu behim onin acharav baruch Hashem hamavarach liolam va'ed. Rather, they say kaddish baruchu, and those listening say baruch Hashem hamavarach liolam va'ed. Yesh omrim, some say sheparsim bekriyas shema shel arvis kima b'shachris velo nagu kemishum daleka kodim baruchu shel arvis. Others say that we go ahead and we repeat this same process, or we can engage in this same process for Ma'ariv as well, but the Rama writes that this is not the custom. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Karton Vavalo Nagu Kain, Kasav Aprima Gadim Nira Vaday Im Yish Echad Shlo Spa Dain Ma'ariv Yachol La'amo Bifnei HaAmud Yachol Bifnei HaAmud Im Tisha Shispalu V'yomar Baruch Hu B'Koram V'gam Yomar Bracha Arishon B'Koram V'yotzi Af La'Mechaber V'efshar Diyuchal Lomar Gam Kin HaKadosh Shekol Mishmona Esrei Ad Kan Lashono. So the Prima Gadim writes as much as the Rama says that we don't do this poris al shema for Ma'ariv, but if there is one person who did not daven and nine others available to answer, that technically speaking, one could go ahead and recite the baruchu on behalf, and one could recite the baruchu, and everyone else could answer. The mechaber continues, la'achar shesimu berchas yotzer, after they finish the bracha of yotzer, meaning, so we've said now, kaddish, baruchu, yotzer moros, Omer avos gvuros ukedusha va'ata kadosh. So he begins a truncated form of chazaras hashatz that consists of the bracha of avos, the bracha of gvuros, kedusha, and ending with the bracha of hakel hakadosh. V'zeh nikra over lifnei ateva. And this is called ultimately the person passing before the amid, before the aron kodesh. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here, kedusha sivkon ches. Ayn v'haga b'samach shemesayim kol atfila gamkin v'ayn le'el b'siv katan aleph didas harad vaz de'in linhog din oved lifnei ateva ele imkin yesh hakol panim echad shlo espal adayin. So first of all, we'll see later on that Rama says that in fact the individual finishes off the rest of Shemona Esrei as well, just finishes it off silently and not out loud. Furthermore, the Radvaz says that it's only appropriate to engage in this process if there is at least one person who has not yet actually davened. See, he says, "Avakasa magin Avram miu nirali dim shein sham shishesh lo spalu lo yispala shliach tzibur belachash rach yaschel miyad bekoram toha ikar hakavana bechazara bazehu rach mishum kedusha." The Omer Hagimo Rishonos Bekoram Vashar Balachash Avakish Yeshrov Minyan Him Tzibor Gomer. Furthermore, the Magen Avraham writes that this is only when you have six people who did not daven. I should say differently. If there are not six people who did not daven, the Shliach Tzibor should not daven a Tefillah Balachash, silent prayer. Rather, he should just begin immediately out loud, since the Iker Kavana over here is because of Kiddusha. Tzif Kut and Test, the Mishnah Berurah Nikra over. But I say, Mishnah Berurah, we don't really do this today. Mishum diregina lifros al shema b'shvil hamisachar in lavo. Achar gemar siyum shmona esrei belachash kodem shemaschla shliatzibur atfila b'koram. V'yotzim al yado inyan hakidusha. He says, "Avalim irosh nesachar lavo leispala achar tefila yuchal lifros al shema v'leiri lifnei ateva." So the Mishnah Berurah begins to tell us over here that this is really not practiced today. Rather, the Mishnah Berurah quotes an interesting custom where they used to do what's called priest poreis al shema, which is the kaddish baruch and yotzah ha'ma'oros prior to beginning chazaras hashas, in order to allow those who missed Baruch Hu to be able to hear it. So let's finish the mechaber here in this section. He goes on, "Ve'in osin dvarim elu bepachos me'asara." We do not do this poreis al shema or yori lifnei over lifnei ateva with less than 10 people, mishum dahavi dvarim shebekdusha, because this is what we call a davar shebekdusha, a holy matter, which by definition requires a minyan. V'tzarach lachzor achar shisha shaloshamu tahinu rov ha'asara. And ideally, one should try to find at least 6 people who have not yet heard Kaddish and Kiddusha, because if there are 6 who have not have heard, then you have Rov, you have the majority of the minyan that requires this process. So we'll stop over here for today, but suffice it to say that the importance of this halacha is that this is laying the groundwork for our contemporary practice of repeating Baruch Hu. So for example, again, often in Nusach Sfar and Minag Eretz Yisrael is that there's an automatically built-in repetition of Baruch Hu at the end of davening. That concept comes from here. So the Shulchan Aruch records a much more formal process by which they would recite Kaddish, then they would recite Kaddish, Baruch Hu, Yotzer HaMa'oros, the first 3 brachos of Shemona Esrei out loud, as well as Kiddusha. So we'll see how over time that particular process evolved to ultimately, again, just consist of Baruch Hu. So we'll stop over here for today. Emir Tashem will pick up with the rest of Sif Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.